talking about, like on her back.
Right.
She forgets that she's on an ottoman a couple of feet from the floor and rolls right off of the ottoman onto the floor.
Can you send me the stream recording? Because I had forgotten to start the level 13 recorder, which I just did. But that whole first part where you were...
I didn't reset it, so it's been recording the whole time.
I mean, you're going to have to pull out State of the Station anyway.
I am. That's true.
Yeah, I was thinking something about... I mean... Yeah, I mean, we're still... You're not going out of town in like early December, right?
No, I don't have any plans to.
Right. I mean, we have to go visit Zach's parents every year, yeah. So we're probably going to visit you again this year. So it's just
Well, maybe she'll have long hair again by then.
I'm gonna bring her a manscaper. the manscaper, the one that you can just run right over your balls without worrying about.
I have something from that company, but it's got a long arm and that's so you can get behind your back.
Yeah.
I think that was from that company.
I don't know. I did it once. Did you ever try, clippers on your pubic hair?
Oh yeah.
Like when I was young, I was in my mid-20s and I didn't have a guard on it and I'll just go straight to the, and it's like, as soon as you get your balls, it catches your, and then it cuts your balls.
Oh no, yeah. I've never done it with the electric. But I don't touch the skin ever. I just get right up, near it.
Yeah.
And then if I was going to go further, I would use a razor, but I don't like,
I have this. All right. No, I can't even.
You can't what?
I'm trying to think of a way to tell this story without, I'll tell the story, but the way that's way funnier, I can't tell because it's other people and I don't want to say anything about other people. We were at the Kingdom. We were walking between Big Thunder Mountain and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. And as we passed by the Haunted Mansion, there was this little girl in a princess dress. Now, that's not, you see those at Disney all the time. Like they wear, Disney sells the princess dress for all the princesses, whatever.
Yeah. And on the Disney cruise, you can have an appointment to be made up like a princess.
And they have that in the park too. It's called the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. It's in the parks as well as the cruise ships. But the thing is this was me being a, white privilege and just being just borderline racist here. This little black girl dressed up in a princess dress was throwing a tantrum. She was jumping up and down and throwing a tantrum. And I looked at Taylor and I said, Tiana's not having a very good day today, apparently. And Taylor looked back at me and said, that's Belle. Right? Because I saw a black girl and I immediately thought it was Tiana, but she was clearly wearing Belle's dress. So it's just I was like, oh my God, I feel horrible. It's like, no one heard me. But I still felt bad. I feel like I needed to go and tell them.
Taylor heard you.
No, I'm just saying the little girl didn't hear me, whatever. It's just like, I feel like I needed to go over and apologize.
Taylor was probably glad that you had to leave early because,
he was just mortified.
He's like, I don't want to be with this racist anymore.
Oh, fuck. I forgot. Brewer was a racist. God damn it. Now I'm
going home.
Here's the thing. I think I told you that Kevin B reached out to me on Facebook, right?
I remember you mentioning him at some point. I don't remember whether you said what it was about. So maybe you did.
So Kevin B from the old QCast reached out to me on.
Oh, they're starting a YouTube channel
on Facebook. Okay,
is that what you said?
No. No, just Michael has a TikTok account. I don't know. But my point is that we he reached out just to reconnect or whatever because we used to chat all the time. And we chatted for a little bit and he led with the, hey, let's get together for dinner. Some night the four of us should go to dinner. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. B busy with July 4th things or whatever, but after that, let's talk about, you know, yeah, let's set a date. So after the July 4th, I chat with him again and I'm like, all right, so, you know, let's put a date on this. When do you guys want to go to dinner? And he asked a couple of questions and I've not heard another word, not another peep or a word from him, Adam.
He's like, I don't really want to go to dinner.
And I'm like,
that's just a nice thing you say. Let's go to dinner sometime.
But here's the thing. He contacted me. It wasn't like I like contacted him. He's like, hey, yeah, so nice to talk to you. Yeah, we should do dinner sometime. Like, no. He contacted me and said, hey, let's reconnect. And oh, by the way, we should all go out to dinner. And then when I set a date, you know, it's just like, nope.
I could have sworn that somebody told me that they were going to bring back QCast, but it was going to be a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Or something. But I don't know. But it would have to have been you. So I guess no, I dreamt that.
No. I think what I said was Michael has a TikTok account.
Yeah.
I think it's up to 10,000 or 15,000 followers or whatever. And he, you know, I started following him when he was in Universal Shanghai. So, you know, he was posting a lot of TikToks from there. And now that he's back, he's posting them here. But the few that he's been posting here, occasionally Kevin will be in them. And it's like watching a little snippet of the old QCast, right? It's like, you know, with the two of them. And, so I think I had mentioned to you about the chat that I had said, yeah, when I see, you know, the two of you in the TikToks together, it kind of feels like the old QCast. And I tried to get them to come to Pride 48. I was just like, look, if you guys want to do an hour on Pride 48, it's like, I'll stream it for you. You know, I'll host it for you, whatever. It's just like,
yeah.
I think the executive producer has it correct here. It's just like, it's as if they secretly hated me, but then they remember, like they'd forgotten that they hated me. And then afterwards, they're like, wait, is he the dude that shit in our pool? And he's like,
No. Maybe they don't eat dinner anymore.
By the way.
And they just don't know how to tell you.
By the way, I've never shat in their pool. I'm just saying. Maybe. What is it, Adam? What is it?
What is what?
What is it? Why do I repel people in such a spectacular fashion? Like
I had dinner with you.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying is not as if this is an isolated incident. I
chopped liver.
I'm saying
kicked out of your D&D game or
yes,
like
yes, nobody. I was. And on top of that, you didn't reply to my text today. So.
Oh,
by the way, you never talked about it on the show.
Yeah, no, I forgot. I was going to tell you. So this is how dumb I am, Daniel.
Yes.
The computer,
your Mac Mini died.
Yeah, so the other morning I was working. Yeah. I was in a meeting and my studio light kept coming on and going off.
Yeah.
I was like, "Why is this?" And it would happen and then it would go off and then about 5 minutes later it would flash and go on and go off again.
Did you turn off the power strip?
And so I'm like, "Why? What is this happening?" And I look down and the power strip under the desk has a switch.
Yeah.
And there's a little stool under the desk that I put my feet on a lot and I push around and it was
rocking on the switch.
Jamming up against the switch.
Yeah.
So I had just cut the power from the Mac. It's like, turn it off and back on again.
You were throwing down. You were just like, I don't understand. Wait, Auntie Scott is back briefly. And I found the clip. Here, let me see if you can hear this.
What a wonderful world.
she's playing also. So yeah, she's an excellent pianist and has a great voice.
So I read.
You read what? Wait, she's about to say my name. She's about to say my name. Said something. Anyway, that was it.
I read that some cruise line bought a Crystal cruise ship.
No. Yeah. So their expedition ship did get sold, I think.
And that it might have been, I don't know which cruise line it was, but it was bought and I think they're going to put it back into service. So I was wondering if Auntie Scott is going to go.
You were out of town. We talked to Auntie Scott about this.
Oh, okay.
Well, not talked. I mean, he answered the question. The old president of Crystal Cruise Lines is now at another company that just bought the Serenity and the other one. They bought the two big Crystal ships.
Okay.
And is going to and he bought Crystal Cruise. He bought the mailing list, the name, the logos and everything. Like, so now he's going to relaunch it as Crystal Cruises. So it's but just not owned by Genting. But it's like the old president of the old Crystal Cruises. So it's like it's someone who's, you know, has a familiarity with the people and whatnot. Okay. So I asked Auntie Scott if he would go on it and he said yes.
If you miss more of the service, then the ship wouldn't matter. But if you miss the ships, if the ship was sold or bought by a different cruise, because I think one of them was, she said Silver Sea, and Silver Sea is a luxury cruise line, right?
Yes, I mean, it is a luxury cruise. They specialize. Yeah, they specialize in door to door. So literally, you book your cruise with them, and then you pack your luggage and you stand at your front door. And they send a limo, they take your luggage, you know, it has expedited luggage at the airport and everything. And they take care of your airfare. You're like, you don't do anything.
You have Metamucil waiting for you when you walk in.
So Silver Sea, you don't do, and all the rooms are suites. So that's like every room is a suite on a Silver Sea.
That's the only question I had for Auntie Scott.
Oh, I see.
Seems you guys had already discussed it.
No, I don't think we did. I think I babbled about it and asked him if he would go on it. I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to. No. Yeah, I had read this. You know, I have a news alert set.
Don't worry, Daniel.
For Crystal Cruises. I was thinking about Celebrity Cruise Line. That was like what I was thinking about before.
What Dougie and Justin wanted to go on, or that putrid gay couple we met.
Wow. To putrid?
Putrid's a bad choice of words, but I couldn't think of a, you know, like that.
The plastics?
Yeah. You know, I can't think of a word, but it's just a, me and my boyfriend.
We're very pretty, and don't make a joke about sex because
you mentioned a triad or something.
I mentioned a three-way or something.
Like they were going to melt.
Yeah.
I feel verklempt. Just like what?
Anyway, I was leaning towards, this is horrible. I really shouldn't say this. Level 13, you're getting like a super exclusive. So just don't repeat this. I was leaning towards Celebrity.
Okay.
Until Larry Vader said that he was going on Celebrity.
You just think you don't have a lot in common? Or?
And I'm like, but you hate everything. And it's like, and a lot of the things you hate, I really like. And it's just like, now that I know that, like, this, is it going to be filled with just negative people that hate everything? You know, Celebrity. So, I was like, nope, you know what? I'm going to try. And then we met these guys at camp. Well, we'd met them before, but we were chatting with these guys at camp on July 4th weekend. And they were like, we were telling them about our experience on Royal Caribbean. And they're like, you should try Holland America. And then they told us all the and they're like, and we're going on the Thanksgiving cruise, just a regular Eastern Caribbean Thanksgiving week cruise. And you guys should go. And so then we're just like maybe what, and we priced it out. It was like, because it's Thanksgiving week, it's super cheap. So it was going to be like $5.99 for a, you know, an ocean view, and like $7.99 for a balcony.
If we lived close to a port, I would be going on these weekend cruises. You know, I'd be like, okay, next weekend we're going on this.
Yeah.
This was a seven, so
it would have been a 7-day cruise for the combined, you know, it's like $800 a person. So it'd be $1,600 for a 7-day cruise at Thanksgiving. And it's just like, oh, that's, we don't have anywhere to go at Thanksgiving. That's cool. Maybe so, we'll do that. So I don't know.
What questions did you want to ask me about the cruise? Because you didn't really ask me anything about the cruise. But what did I not talk about that you wanted to ask about?
So I don't think dual ports, you know, dual embarkation ports is all that new, because I've seen some videos.
I had never seen it before, yeah. And I was so confused.
Yeah, I watch a lot of cruise.
Everybody's already on, and they're like, yeah. in the terminal, she said, well, we only had 900 people today, because it was just empty when we got in there. No line at all. Right. We were like, what's up with this? Mm-hmm. And then we're like, 900 people? She said, well, yeah, this is just the number that we're getting here, but we already have another cruise on there.
All right. So we didn't get a room tour of your, you really didn't even talk about your room. How comparable to the Ovation, how was your room on the Wonder?
Well, it was just as nice. Mm-hmm. A lot of space. And we had a balcony though, so it was different.
Right.
So we had a little, two chair balcony, just a small balcony.
Yeah.
It was nice. The bathroom was a good size. I think the bathroom was larger than, on Ovation. One thing that you were right about, you read all those articles,
mm-hmm.
The magnets.
Oh, they make a lot of noise.
And if you need to pee in the middle of the night and you're trying not to wake up your partner, forget it, because you try to just slowly shut it, go whomp.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
Yeah. People on the YouTube I was watching was like, we figured out if we put a towel up there, like if we put like a hand towel, you know, like a washcloth up there between the magnet and the wall, then it would dampen the thing. But they were saying they could also hear other people's, like the cabins next to them.
And anybody. Our next door neighbors. I must have mentioned this. Our next door neighbors put a plate from room service in front of our door.
No, you didn't mention this.
And I could not get the door open.
Oh my God.
Because the plate jammed into the, and it was early. I was trying to put the sign to tell room service or whatever, don't come in, because we're still sleeping.
Yeah.
So I didn't really try that hard, but I opened it and the plate jammed under the door and I couldn't get it any further open. And then we were on our balcony.
Yeah.
Later that day in the evening, and our neighbors were on their balcony as well. And Mark looks over to their balcony and says, hey, I just wanted to let you know, in case you were not aware, you put a plate in front of our door and we couldn't get it open. So please, if you have room service, I'm like, I'm so surprised that he's like telling these people, you know, whatever. And then they go, oh, we don't, it wasn't us. We never do room service.
Yeah.
We never eat in our room. We never, it was not us.
So you didn't even know if it was them or not. Because so people could have put plates in front of their door.
He says, well, just in case.
Oh my God. You made an assumption that it was them to get you.
I think they did. I think they were lying, because then.
Oh my God. Why would they lie? They would just like, oh, I'm so sorry. All they had to say was like, oh, I'm so sorry. People, I won't do that again. But they were like, wait. We didn't even order room service.
People lie, Daniel. Now they were speaking Spanish, which we don't speak. But then they start saying in Spanish something about strawberries covered in chocolate. And I tell you, Daniel, why would someone say they had no room service and then immediately go to talking about mom eating the strawberries with chocolate last night?
Maybe they were talking about those, but that wasn't room service. That was a gift on their embarkation day. We got a tweet. Yeah, but I got that fruit plate that came to my suite.
But it was their plate, Daniel. They are liars.
Wow. Did you get their names? Did you get their social security numbers or anything? Kathy Bacon tweeted this earlier. I meant to share it with you. And I didn't think about this. For Mark, for his airline ticket woes, you can also get the credit card company involved because you can dispute the charge because they... So it's like you can get...
I thought about that, but wouldn't the credit card company say, well...
You can call them and tell them why you want to, you know.
It's not as cut and dry as if something, you know, is a bad product or, you know.
What are you talking about? They told you you couldn't board a plane because you needed something that you didn't need.
I did think about that. I also thought about writing the CEO of United because you can find websites where they give you like a form letter, like here's what you need to say. Because apparently CEOs have offices of people that read their emails.
They do. And
sometimes they'll see it and go, oh my God, this is we did wrong.
Do you know what when we were trying to find a meal delivery service or a, you know, ingredient delivery service, whatever, we were looking for kids. So we went to HelloFresh and the only way they'll let you see their menus is if you sign up. So I signed up for a HelloFresh account. I looked at their menu, immediately realized that they had no keto options whatsoever. None of them within the carb counts that I needed. And so I immediately canceled my account. Right. And if you looked on the website, it even said, you know, your account is canceled. You will not be receiving this box, you know, because your account is canceled and everything. So it's like it, right? And then cut to 2 weeks later when I get an email from HelloFresh going like, your box is on its way. And then I go and look at my credit card statement and they charged me.
Oh, wow.
So I
have like a first box free or first something free or something like that.
So I just handled it on Twitter. I sent out a tweet. It's like, don't trust the scam that HelloFresh is running here where you like, you know, you can't even see their menus without joining. And then they bill you, you know, just for looking at their menu. And I got the polite reply tweet that was just like, send us a DM of your specifics. And so I DM'd them. I gave them my specifics. And then they were like, okay, well, this one time we'll refund your money and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, yeah, I canceled your fucking account. Yeah, of course it's one time. And that's why I canceled your account. Anyway, I'm quite happy with Green Chef. I'm thinking about, you know.
Now, remind me what Kathy's recommendation was.
To get credit card, just dispute the charges.
Oh, right.
Get your credit card company involved.
I will, I'll bring that up to him if he's still, apparently now he's made a claim for compensation. So apparently they have a refund process.
Right.
But they have a separate compensation process.
Right.
And they go to two different places or something. Anyway, and so one of the customer service reps said, oh, you should fill out like a request for compensation. So he did that. They can take up to 30 days to respond to those.
Yeah, that's bullshit. I would dispute. I would talk to my credit card company. I'm like, I want to dispute this charge because they blah, blah, blah. And the credit card company would just charge it back. And they have contracts with those places that they can't really do much about them charging back. And it may just be a way that your credit card company is just like, oh yeah, this is an easy customer service win.
I did think about that, but since you mentioned it, I will.
Especially because
wrong. They're not going to.
They have travel insurance and all that stuff. So there's like, you may have automatically been covered by their credit card's travel insurance, and this falls under that policy, and they can just charge it off to the insurance. You're like, yeah.
Well, he called that, and they said,
oh, no. What I'm saying is like,
wasn't covered
like if I buy a ticket with American Express and the flight gets canceled and everything, I have travel insurance through American Express, even
that's
if
what
there
I'm
was.
Saying.
Yeah. Okay.
He called the credit card travel insurance people. And they said, because it wasn't like a weather delay or cancellation or illness or they had.
But now that you know, now that you know that they were wrong, it's kind of a thing. Maybe. It's like, wait, no. This isn't a case of we missed up something. This is a case of
they're wrong.
They illegally kept me off that flight. They were wrong about the law. They were wrong about the requirement. And I should have been able to
board. They caused us mental distress.
Well, not only that.
Fly without him.
Yeah, exactly.
Then I had to spend a whole night in Venice without
him. He's your emotional support boyfriend.
I was lonely. I had to have to-go pasta by myself my first night in Venice.
Let me tell you something. Your description of of your vacation. Zach and I had this conversation where I was just like, I'm sorry. Like, you can break up with me if you would like to. But that sounds so fucking, like, put a bullet in my brain. It's like, if I were just doing museum tours and looking at dead people, I would just, oh my God, where's the fucking bar? Let me go kill myself. This is horrible.
Wait.
And I told Zach, I was like, you know what my bucket list items are now that I realize it? My bucket list items are to go to every Disney theme park on the planet. So I would, so if I went to Paris, it would only be to go to Disneyland Paris. That's it. That's the only reason that I would even have to be going.
Well, Daniel,
I'm sorry.
Whatever. You can say whatever you want, but
I didn't say it was horrible for you. I'm just saying that I realized.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it was bad for you. I'm just saying that in my mind, I'm like, oh my God, I would hate this. And so it made me realize that it's like, well, wait a second. I'm 55. I really should think about a bucket list here. It's like, what are the things that I really, really want to do? And it's, when I get right down to it, it's not about traveling to a country. It's not about, I want to see all the Disney parks. I want to see Shanghai Disney. I want to see Tokyo Disneyland. I want to see Disneyland Paris. I want to see Hong Kong. I want to see, I want to see them all. And that would be a bucket list.
Well, I mean, we're not big theme park people. So, I mean, we're okay with them, but we're not going to say, okay, for the rest of our lives, we're going to go to every Six Flags in the world. We're going to – every Dollywood in the world we're going to go to.
There was a Ricky Burton joke made the other day where it came – when he posts those pictures of him on with those big oversized frames and everything, he just looks like that Six Park guy. She's like, ding, 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 ding.
I haven't seen those pictures. Oh, well, he had big glasses for a while. I do remember him wearing.
Yeah, but now that he's thin and has those big oversized glasses and he's bald, it's that old bald guy that's in those Six Flags commercials that's just like dancing there on the, what was it?
We used to go to Six Flags.
There once was a town that worked so hard, there was just no time for play. But that all changed on this one particular day.
Here's the bald guy getting off the bus. The old bald guy.
Oh, I think I do remember a bald guy.
And he's going to break out in a dance. And with big oversized glasses.
I do remember that.
Yeah. Here we go. Yeah. Here we go. Here's.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he does that little dance, right?
Yeah. Now I remember. I do.
Yeah. That's what. Every time I see a Ricky Burton picture, that one is, it's like, it's the Six Flags guy.
Anyway, that's just not our. Although, I think I enjoyed the vacation more than Mark, because for him, I think his ideal vacation is a beach. So I don't know that his ideal vacation is necessarily museums and stuff either.
Yeah.
He enjoys taking photos and he enjoys going to new places and eating new food and stuff like that. So, and he likes cruises, so he enjoyed it. But I think a lot of the attractions, a lot of the stuff we did, he'd probably rather have just been on the beach or something. But I will say, I think he does like seeing the Catholic church, like the basilicas and stuff like that, because he's Catholic. And so you know.
Ugh.
Again, the dead popes.
Like, take me to the Air and Space Museum. I'll go to the Air and Space Museum. There's a computer museum out in Silicon Valley that I would love to go to. But, yeah, like...
You're not no interested in seeing David, the Statue of David?
Yeah, I'm interested in seeing the Statue of David, but not in a church.
That was the most impressive.
Also, what the fuck with the Sistine Chapel? Like, not letting you, you take photos?
They will not let you take photos. I don't... It's just like the rest of the Vatican. Like... the paintings that are there are really famous, obviously.
Yeah.
But the paintings on the ceiling and all that, they look very similar to the rest of the rooms. I'm not really sure, other than that's where they pick the Pope. You know, maybe there's something secret in there.
How do you spell it? Sistine. S-I-S-T-I-N-E? S-I-S-T.
Yeah, I think so. No photos, no photographs.
All right, so here's the Sistine Chapel.
You're not supposed to talk either.
I'm going to look. Here's 13,000 photos on Google Maps when I go to the Sistine Chapel.
I'm not saying no one has ever. They don't chop your hand off and like put you in the brig or something. I mean, but everybody has cell phones, and they probably have official photos that they've released as well.
I was looking for one of those. Remember when Google did that 3D art museum thing where you can basically just go on Google and see the
I mean, hasn't Google
artwork?
Done everything? I think so, yeah.
Oh, and there's St. Peter's Basilica and everything. Look, I'm looking at your right here.
We were there. In St. Peter's Basilica.
Maybe I can talk about it in my stupid...
That is where you'll see the dead popes.
Maybe I could talk about it in my stupid little YouTube video.
Who called your YouTube video stupid?
Oh, can you make me pull the clip from throwing down?
Oh, yeah.
By the way, can we talk about that for a second? Can we talk about this?
That was a passing comment.
I know. I'm teasing you. Can you, this is what surprised me, is that Joe Batance said to you, well, it doesn't look like you hung out with Daniel and Zach very much at all. And I was just like, We hung out almost all the time. It's like we literally just like little, 30-second video clips here and there where you're not in the shot because you didn't want to be in the shot. It was like, that's not, doesn't mean you weren't right there and then we weren't hanging out with you. It was just like, I just thought it was really weird that Joe Batance, Mr., you know, let's talk behind.
I think he was more, I don't even understand why
let's talk
he's so.
Baseball. Let's talk behind the scenes, you know, stuff.
Hurt that I didn't see Aiden. But I think that really bothered him.
Apparently it did.
That I didn't see. And I would never have thought Joe would be bothered about anything. Joe is not a person who gets bothered by stuff, generally speaking.
But he's bothered by that?
But I think he's bothered by that. And you know what? I stand by it. I did not want to meet somebody.
You know what? I'm sorry. I
know. You would have loved it.
No. It's not even that. It's like I didn't anticipate Joe asking that question. So when he asked that question, that really was a split second decision.
Like, oh, it wasn't me. Adam didn't even tell me.
But it's true. You didn't tell me. And it was just like, you know, but that's fine.
And you're like, we didn't have any plans. We were just sitting on the couch watching Star Trek. Oh, thank you. Throw me under the bus, just right under the bus.
I'm sorry.
We were clipping our toenails. We were literally doing nothing. We were alphabetizing our cruise documentation. You know, I mean, like, we were looking for something to do. Had Adam only told us.
All right,
we were starving.
All right, I'm sorry.
We ate the same food two nights in a row because we have no creativity, and Aiden works at a great restaurant.
Oh, but that pizza was so good, Adam. That Italian sausage.
Hawaiian with caramelized onions. Don't ever do that.
Italian sausage, cherry peppers. So good. Oh, it was so good. I dream about that pizza. I do. I dream about that pizza. I felt like in retrospect, you know, now that we've been back from the cruise and have, you know, digested things, you know, Zach and I have decided, you know, not going to do another Royal Caribbean. The what was my point that I was trying to make? Fuck, I just had a point and now I completely
I don't know. It was about cruises.
Yeah, I know it was about cruises.
You decided now something.
I know what it was. Now that you know, I'm back and I've looked at it back and I feel like the food on Royal Caribbean was okay. There was only like one meal that I had that I was like, oh, that's restaurant quality. That I would pay to, you know.
That was the chef's table, right?
Yeah, the chef's table and the last night in Coastal Kitchen. So two.
Okay.
Where I was just like, yeah, this tastes like a restaurant. Like I would pay at a restaurant. The other ones were just kind of like, yeah, this is kind of cheap pizza. This is kind of cheap, you know, whatever. Did you feel that way on the Wonder? Like did the food ever rise above just kind of meh? Like not horrible food, certainly not horrible by any stretch, but it was just more just kind of like bland.
Once again, the chef's table was excellent. And I will say, I told the chef, I said, you know what? This tastes better. I had the same menu on the Alaska cruise that I went on.
Yeah.
And this menu is the same, but it tastes better to me. Uh-huh. I was just giving him a compliment. I thought he was going to cry. It was like that was the best compliment he had ever gotten. He's like, oh, I'm honored. I'm so, oh, thank you, you know so what? Much. I'm
he was
so
probably,
honored.
He was probably like, oh, I was supposed to work on that ship. And
anyway.
Wait.
There was one called Park 120.
Did I make a meal for him on that ship? I'm not sure. No, Park 120. No, the one I'm curious about is the Mason jar. Everyone was going ape shit over the Mason jar.
It was really good. It was Southern food. So like we had the brunch. So we didn't have dinner, but Mark had the chicken and waffles. The fried chicken was very crunchy, salty, delicious, blah, blah, blah. I had biscuits and gravy with eggs and bacon and other stuff on there. And it was really good. We had the cocktails we had were great. They had deviled eggs.
Oh.
And their deviled egg was better than the deviled egg at Wonderland.
Nice.
Because Wonderland also had we liked it. I mean, cool. I really liked it because that's my kind of food, you know.
All right. No, I just felt like the food on Royal Caribbean was all right, but it wasn't like, great, this is amazing. And so that's what, apparently the next step up, the premium cruise line, so Princess, Celebrity, and Holland America, are supposed to have way better food. Like, they're just like I was comparing everything to the only other cruise that Zach and I had done together, which was Disney. And Disney has amazing food on their cruise ship. Like, the Disney food is really good.
Mark and I, we enjoyed the food. And, but yeah, I mean, it's not Michelin star, you know, restaurant quality or anything like that. Not at all.
Are you watching this? Speaking of Michelin stars and chefs and stuff like that, are you watching this Hulu show, The Bear?
Nope. I haven't heard of it.
We just started it. And it's about, I've read headlines just like it's great. It's
hey,
a great, it's a great show. No, it's about this chef who was the top chef de cuisine at the number one restaurant in you know the East Coast or whatever, and apparently his brother died, and his brother had this rundown restaurant in New York or whatever, and so he's gone and now inherited this restaurant, and so he left his job as this top rated chef, and is now and the existing workers that are there are all you know mean to him because you know that he's this new guy that's come in and whatever. Anyway, the point is, I've only seen the first episode. It's 30 minutes episode. It's on Hulu. I just didn't know if you had seen it.
We have not heard of that. We're probably going to be looking for stuff to watch because we watched all of Mrs. Marvel.
Yes. Ms. Marvel. Yeah, she's like 18 or 17. She can't be married. She's not Mrs. Marvel.
Have you watched that?
Yeah, what did you think of it?
It started out a little slow for me, and I didn't like the whole comic booky weird writing on walls and crap every time there's a but after about halfway through, it hooked me when the story got better. I liked it. I mean, it wasn't, I would say it wasn't the best Disney Plus series watched.
Oh, I loved it. What did you think? What did you think of the finale?
I remember
It was the after. All I want to know is the after credit scene.
Where they? Oh, well. I mean, I'm not a big Captain Marvel person, but I they're going to be in a movie together, I guess. And,
yes.
And I don't. But I don't know what that means that they flipped. But I know. I was thinking the multiverse. Maybe there are many Marvel, Mrs. Marvel, Miss Marvel, Captain Marvel iterations.
No, I don't. Yeah, but the director did confirm that they swapped places because some people were like, "Oh, she morphed into Carol Danvers," and it's like, "No, she didn't become Carol Danvers. They swapped places." Anyway, it's not important. What is important, Adam, is another TV show that you were watching.
Did you forget?
Yes. I really should start writing these.
You should have gotten that checked out when you went to the doctor. Hey, while you're shining a big light, can you look yeah. back into my brain yeah. and see where my memory
What's
went?
What's going on with my memory back there? No, we were talking about TV shows that we yes. might, oh, Star Trek. Did you watch the finale of Star Trek?
I have not.
Oh.
So don't.
So you haven't seen Strange New Worlds finale yet?
Star Trek is what you asked me about.
Yeah, Star Trek, Strange New Worlds.
All right. I was thinking when you said Strange New Worlds,
yeah.
I thought you were saying Stranger Things.
No.
Stranger Things just released a new
Right. Yeah, a new season. Yeah.
A season yeah. on Netflix. And I was like, what? Star Trek Stranger Things? What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I dropped our Netflix subscription for a while because we just didn't really ever watch it that much, and that allowed us to pick up an additional service. Now, right now, we're paying for Hulu and HBO Max. Those are the two that we pay for, other than Amazon Prime and Disney Plus, which let's just, I've already set these ground rules before. Disney Plus, there's no way I wouldn't have it ever, and I did the three-year deal with them.
Of course you did.
For super cheap.
They sent you a tote bag. And
yeah, exactly. And Amazon Video comes with my Amazon Prime, and I use Amazon Prime way too much to ever cancel that. So that's so Amazon Prime and Disney Plus will always be there. And now, right now, the two paying services that we have are Hulu and HBO Max. But I think we're going to drop Hulu after Only Murders in the Building finishes, and then pick up Apple TV Plus because we want to watch that. It's not Succession. What's the business? The one that they just came. Anyone? The Apple TV workplace.
Nothing is ringing a bell to me.
Severance?
So,
is it called Severance? Apple TV Plus.
Well, Severance isn't Severance the one? Severance is really good, but it's not Apple TV. I'm trying to think of what it's HBO, I think.
No, it's not HBO because we have HBO.
It's not Apple TV. Severance is not.
Are you sure? That, unless yes, I'm getting the it's name right here. Wrong, no, it's right here on the Apple TV original. Yeah, it's Severance. Yeah, it's an Apple TV show.
Oh, that's sorry. I was thinking, what is the really popular show?
Succession.
With
Succession.
Yes.
Yeah. We're currently watching it. I wanted to watch season three of Succession, but Zach had never seen season one and two. So now we're going through season. We just got into season two. And you know this, that Zach hates binging. So I can't, like, I can't, it's like, I, it's like,
oh,
so
I don't
it's like
know that I night. Knew he hates binging, but
so
I,
it's like every night I get to watch one episode of
how do you hate binging?
I don't know. It's so weird.
Don't you get to the end and go, oh my God, I want to see the next episode. And then you just do it.
So
and it's like,
weird.
Oh, it's amazing.
I've been rewatching Brothers and Sisters.
Nope, I've watched one episode. I will not watch another one until tomorrow.
I've been rewatching Brothers and Sisters.
Yeah. When I met Mark, I was in the middle of binging that.
And the thing that I noticed recently is as I was watching Brothers and Sisters, I'm like, this is episode 24. of seasons, and I'm like,
it's
oh my god,
5 or 6 seasons.
Remember when they used to be 20 plus episodes season, and it's like now, it's six episodes. This show is 6 episodes. I'm like, that's not a season. That's like a quarter of a season. Drew hates binging, so maybe Drew and Zach.
Yeah. How, Auntie Scott, how do you feel about binging?
Oh, he, it means sitting down and not moving.
He's a binger.
Yeah. He's sitting down and not moving. That's like his natural habitat.
So you and Auntie Scott need to binge, and Drew and Zach need to not binge together.
I mean, the man has a food hook. So, binging is like right up his alley there. I just can't believe that he's not going to pick up Netflix for, Hulu for Only Murders.
Well, they must have not liked it.
No, he said he liked season one.
Well, when I talked to him, he'd only watched a couple of episodes, and he was still, the jury was still out.
You know, this is something we can talk about. Let's put it on the Trello board for, Three's a Crowd on Friday.
Add it there.
I don't... to go do this.
You don't know how to open Trello?
It's already open. Three's a Crowd. It's over here. Show topics. Oh, this is what we have from the last show. The difference between senior devs and project owners. Favorite Olympic sports. Favorite Olympic sports. What will you be watching? Bad singing. I don't even remember what that was. That was mine. I don't even remember what that was. Bathroom remodel update details. That was yours.
Oh, yeah. No, that was Auntie Scott's. Because they, don't you remember, they remodeled their bathroom. You know, actually, he would have been a perfect person for you to ask about the kitchen remodel.
Parents, do not delete Adam.
Oh, that was probably Auntie Scott's.
No, that was mine. Phrases you can say on Pride 48 weekend that make no sense at any other time. That was the show topic that we had there. All right, so I'm going to archive these cards.
That sounds like a match game,
cruise
sort of thing.
Stupid Steven is so stupid.
How stupid is he?
On the Pride 48 outside of the Pride 48 weekend, he actually said blank. All right, so we're going to talk about cruises. That's a topic, right? Cruises. Yeah, and then because you wanted to ask him about Crystal and something.
Only Murders in the Building.
Only Murders in the Building. Hulu. Okay. I've added it to the Trello.
Okay.
And binging. That's binging.
Oh yeah, binging. I think we forgot about that. I think that's binging. What you were actually originally went over there for.
Wait, and you were telling me to get checked for my memory loss? It does somewhat scare.
I said, while they're in there.
It does somewhat scare the shit out of me because my mom had Alzheimer's. And so.
Well, the thing about that is, though, not to make light of it, because I wouldn't want to do that. But honestly, when you're in it, you don't, like, you don't really know.
Yeah, but
you're in
I would be torturing everyone else. Will you make me this promise?
I'm not going to kill you, Daniel.
No. If I have Alzheimer's. Huh. Will you still like do a show with me every Friday? And even if it's the it's the same show. You're just going to be responding to the same thing.
We'll be going. I will, but we'll be going. You'll repeat the contact segment 15 times because you won't remember that we already did it. We'll finish it right up, and then I'll hear the song start again. And then I'll have to tell you, Daniel, we already did the contact. You know, what?
No, don't tell me. No, don't tell didn't. Me. Just let me.
And then you'll be like, "Do you want a glass of water?"
You remember that, right? You remember?
Would you like something to drink?
Yeah. Do you remember that my mom asked that like numerous times? Yeah.
Yes, I do. And you told me you should have just said yes.
No, Derek was the one that did that. He was there that day.
And he did it. Okay.
Yeah, and he did it. And I'm like, oh my God, that's genius. I didn't think of that. Or I think I probably started it off smartass. Like, why'd you do that? Why did you really need a bottle of water? And he's like, yeah, she's not going to ask me again. And I'm like, oh, genius. I remember the scariest thing about Alzheimer's to me was there was a box. This box had some sewing machine parts in it, and it was on mom's sewing table area. And I had gotten to her house, and she was just like, I'm trying to figure out who this box is from. What's in this box? And I'm like, I don't know. I just got here. I have no idea. It's like, well, when did the box get there? I don't know what's in the box. And I'm like, I have no idea. It's like, then she would open the box and she'd go like, oh, it's got sewing machine parts in it. It's like, okay. And then literally not 30 seconds later, it's just like, where did this box come from? Where did this box come from? I don't know where this box. And she was getting more and more frustrated every iteration of it.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I realized it's like, all right, she's frustrated, which is causing adrenaline to go into her system, right? But then her next iteration through this frustration, she's already on edge because of the adrenaline. And now she's like, oh my God, what the fuck, you know, and saying like, this would be like your her first experience with it is her body already in a flight mode of being agitated. And it was just, she was almost in tears over this box, you know, and it was just, it was horrifying to watch because I'm just like, I kind of see what's happening here. And then I don't know how to break this cycle, right? He's like, I finally just took the box and like put it somewhere else. And it's just like, and then she was fine because it wasn't on the table. But it was one of those things. It was just like, that could be me one day. And it's just like, and that just seems so horrible, just, you know, to be agitated and you don't know why. And,
My grandfather and my grandmother both had either Alzheimer's or dementia, one of the two.
Well, you know what, Adam, if you go before I do, if you go crazy before I do, I will humor you. I will let you play the contact music multiple times.
Can you imagine? I already don't remember what I've said and repeat things on Geeky Gay every day.
You know what?
I told the same story 5 times in the same episode. Can you imagine that?
You know what? You say this on Throwing Down all the time. You say, some people are very angry when I repeat topics and blah, blah, blah. And I just want to clarify. Yeah. I want to clarify my position.
I understand what you say your position is.
My position is that you tell the long version every single time. And I'm like, when I say to you, yes, we've already heard that on Geeky Gay, it's not that I don't want you to stop talking about it. I just want you to give the Cliff Notes version.
Don't you think?
Because you can always, listeners, you could always say like, oh, and you just go to that episode and listen.
Don't you think there are some listeners who do not listen to Geeky Gay? So they've never heard the story. You can't assume. And what if they don't want to go back and listen to Geeky Gay? What if they want to hear it on Mix Minus?
I live in a world where no one is real unless I know them. So it's like, they're not real people. Like, you're a real person. Auntie Scott's a real person. Cyclone's a real person. Lamont Cranston's a real person.
But you've never met Cyclone.
But he sends us stuff every week. He's a real person. In my book, he's a real person.
He could be an artificial intelligence. Have you seen that Dolly thing that generates art?
Yes. I want it so bad.
I signed up for the, waiting list.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know what I'll do with it, but it looked cool.
For PowerPoint presentations, could you imagine you're trying to make a point and then you're like, you know what I need? I need a picture of an owl pecking an egg. And it's just like, and you can be like, draw me an owl pecking an egg. And then there you go. Bob's your uncle, right? It's just like.
Not only that, but you can pick one of them that you like and say, okay, give me versions of this.
Make this owl white, make this owl black. Yeah, it's whatever. I feel like I would love it for PowerPoint presentations. That would be awesome.
didn't think about that. I also thought it looked cool.
For filler video, like so many times when I'm putting together our videos on our channels, I'll be like, I never filmed a transitional shot between this and this. Like I never filmed the venue we were in or whatever. And I have to go and grab other YouTube videos that have footage of those things and grab their video and, you know, ask them if I can use it and then put it, you know what I'm saying? It's like stupid things, like just an establishing shot of a restaurant on the cruise ship. It's very stressful. I really am looking forward. I feel like the last video that we put out, which was day four, was the most boring video because most of it is just voiceover. Like most of it is just Zach and I explaining what we did. But I feel like this one coming up, day five, when we were in Sitka, is going to be great because I remember we did a lot of things in Sitka.
I don't know what we did. What did we do in Sitka?
We went to that park.
Oh, is that the one where we had Donna Sugars?
Yes. We had Donna's brother as the bus driver. Yeah, we went and we did the park and then we did the
who you hated.
The fortune.
What? Like, why does he say unrelated stuff while we're driving?
What do you mean?
Why
I loved him. I tipped him $10.
Oh. I thought you were like, he just got distracted too easily. And
I was loving that.
Mom said the other
I was day. Loving that. That was the thing that I was loving. I was just like, oh my God, this is Donna Sugars. Just like easily distracted. Oh, look, something shiny.
Can you read us a naughty story?
I did say to him at the end.
There's this podcaster we know.
I said to him when I handed him the $10 tip, I was just like, we have a friend from California who you could be his brother. And he was just like, what's his name? I have relatives in California. No, he's like, where in California? And I'm like, Riverside. And he's like, I have relatives in Riverside. And I'm like, oh, his name is Adam. And I give him Adam's full name. And
his name is Donna.
Donna Elizabeth Sugars. Maybe you know them. Maybe. When did Donna decide to do a show?
I don't know when he decided. I got an email from Scott earlier this week saying, hey, talk to Adam and he wants to do a show if I'll stream it for him. And is that okay? And I said, sure, that'd be great. He said he wants to go right after me. Is that spot still open? I said, yep.
I feel like I go between these two thoughts.
Are you from Canada?
Oh, yeah. I'm wearing my Victoria BC shirt.
Anytime I wear my hat that says Canada on it, people ask me if I'm from Canada. Anyway, sorry. I interrupted you.
No. I'm of these two minds.
I'm.
Shut up. By the way, do you need to go to bed? Because I know you've been very sleepy lately. You've been jet lagged.
I'm okay. I mean, I don't want to stay up till 3 in the morning.
No, I don't want to stay up till 3. No. That would be 4 my time. So no, we're not doing that. Yeah. All right. Here's the thing is I'm of two minds because on the one mind, I'm like, I want to find a better cruise experience. So yes. I want to do, you know, the next tier up, either Princess Celebrity or Holland America. But then on the other hand, I'm like, do I really like cruising though? It's like they take me to these ports where I have very little interest in what's at them. I mean, Alaska was great, but I'm talking about a Caribbean cruise. And so it's like, I'm not like when we went to Nassau, it was miserable. It's just like, it was horrible. And then we went to, you know, the private islands. Those are nice. But,
but I'm just like, love cruising.
See, so I like cruising, but then at the same time, I'm like, but do I really like cruising? And it's like, and then when I started,
maybe you don't, because I was having, not that you weren't having a good time, but you have accused me of being an apologist.
Yes.
For Royal Caribbean or whatever. And I'm not. I was honestly having a much better time and not like you seeing the criticisms that you guys were. I was like enjoying the shows. I was enjoying the Maybe I'm easy to please. You know,
I feel like you're thinking that when we said, oh, that was shit. That we were somehow like letting it ruin our cruise, but I don't feel like it was just more like, yeah, okay, that was shit. But, then we can make fun of it, right? It's like, then we can make fun of the crazy shit. So to me, I enjoyed the cruise. I enjoyed it a lot. I'm saying
it could be that you don't love cruise.
That's why I want to try. Maybe it's just, I want to be with the 80-year-old Canasta players.
Possibly.
And,
cause you were like, oh, that guy stood in the front of the lift and wouldn't let anyone get on. What kind of beasts are we cruising with?
Yes.
You know, and it's like, okay, come on. Now they don't want to be crowded.
Do you not remember the elevator that showed up and it was crowded and we all like stood there looking at it and then the guy in the back was like, sucks to be you. You don't remember that?
No, I don't. Remember that? No, but
it's like they were assholes. I want a cruise full of people who are polite and quiet.
Yeah.
And you know, when I go watch a pianist or a jazz, you know, show or whatever, I just want to enjoy the jazz show, right? It's like, I don't want hippity hop and Brazilian music and all that devil's rock and roll. No. That's what I feel like Holland. I feel like Holland America is my answer.
I do want to try a more medium-sized ship, possibly an adult-only cruise. I don't necessarily need it to be any more luxury than what we've already done. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind.
I want the food better than it was on Royal. I feel like if the food quality of Disney had been on the Royal ship, then it would have been great. But because a lot of what you do on a cruise is eat because there's not stuff to do, right? And so you're going to go eat. And if the food's not the greatest, then it's just kind of like, eh. It's like, okay, I could go get pizza. Like, I only got pizza from Sorrento's like twice on our 7-day cruise. Did you ever even get pizza from Sorrento's?
No, we did on the Wonder, but I didn't.
But yeah, I feel like Holland America is going to be.
I'm not a big pizza person generally, though.
Holland America is going to be my jam.
And actually, I'm not a good person to ask about this. My favorite kind of pizza is the store brand little thin wafer thin frozen pizzas that you get at any grocery store.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it's, those like, are my favorite pizzas.
Like the Essie Grocers brand, the frozen
not
pizza.
Not only that, but I like them microwaved. So not even just in the oven. I like them micro. I like
so that way, chewy, that way they're nice and soft. Yeah, you can just fold them up like a burrito. It can just be like a big.
I would cut it into a very small triangles and then fold the triangle because it made me think I was eating more because I was a fat kid.
Right.
I would eat a whole one to myself, and I mean they're not very big, honestly, but for a kid that's a big thing.
Yeah.
And, but I would cut it into as many triangles as I could get because I would have more.
Right.
But then I would kind of, you know, not roll them up, but pinch the sides of the slice, you know, like you do.
Those are pizza. You just described Totino's pizza rolls.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
It's that quality. That is my favorite pizza.
We always have Totino's pizza rolls in the rig. It's like, that's one of the things that we buy at the store for the freezer, like the day before any camping trip. We have the Totino's pizza roll because you can put them on a plate in a microwave for like 2.5 minutes. And then you've got a little thing to watch while you're watching TV.
Are going to think I'm so there's going to be some negative emotion when I say what I'm about to say.
Oh, God, here we go.
But I don't feel like I had better Italian food in Italy than I've had at some restaurants in the U.S.
Right. I don't think you did either.
And people say, you know, oh, you must go to Italy to experience, you know, whatever. The croissant we had in France.
Yeah.
Not that great, to be honest. I mean, it was a fine croissant.
Isn't that like everything French, though? It's like, not that great.
I'm like, you know, we tried. It's not that they were bad. It's not that they were bad.
Yeah, they just weren't. Saying, you expected it to be.
I was expecting to be wowed.
Right.
Like, oh my God, this is the best spaghetti bolognese I've ever tasted, you know, or whatever.
Right.
It was all good.
You were expecting a picture of Ricky Burton. But what you got was.
So Kathy Marshall says, I think it's where you ate. Possibly, but we tried to avoid that by doing a food tour with a local guide that would, when we were in Florence, that would take you to restaurants that like they recommend. We also did mom and pop restaurants. We didn't go to any chain restaurants at all. We looked at for local, like this is a mom and pop, family owned, you know, whatever. The only time we ate at we didn't do any fancy Michelin or anything. We wanted to do just like mom and pop, like Italian, because that's what you always hear. Oh, that's the best, right? The only time we did fancy is our anniversary dinner. We ate at a Four Seasons restaurant that has a Michelin star.
So how did your strategy of only taking carry-on work?
It worked, except do not.
Yes.
I will never travel with bigger than a carry-on ever again. It was so much easier to carry around.
Yeah.
Especially rolling it around in streets in Europe, and because we literally were like rolling them on cobblestones. But I had used the ironing service from Royal Caribbean when on the Alaska cruise.
Yeah.
And it went well.
I love how you keep saying the Alaska cruise because you're not internally sure whether it's the Ovation or the Oasis that we were on. Here's a pop quiz for you, Adam. Were we on the Ovation of the Seas or the Oasis of the Seas?
Ovation is what I'm told by the Royal Caribbean guy and you. Anyway.
It's like you never mentioned the ship by name. So on the Alaskan cruise. When I was on the Wonder, it was this. But when I was on the Alaskan cruise.
So I got the ironing service.
Yes.
And on the Ovation. It worked fine. Uh-huh. And when we were on the, and so we needed to do laundry halfway through because we only packed 7 days worth of clothes because that's what we could fit in our bags.
Right, exactly.
So we got to the cruise. We needed to do laundry. So they have a fill a bag for $35.
Yes.
That is the worst laundered bullshit. They came back and it is like, Daniel, they wadded them up.
Yeah.
And they were so wrinkled. And the thing is, you do not have an iron in your room.
No, you're not allowed to have an iron.
So if we wanted them to be not wrinkled, we would have to pay Royal Caribbean a second fee.
But didn't Wonder have a laundromat?
No, they don't. You know what? I looked it up. Royal doesn't do that. Disney does. Royal does not.
Okay.
And you have to just pay them to do it for you. It was horrible. So if you do it, if you go on like a 2 week, but you only take a week's worth of clothes, and you happen to be getting on a cruise ship, if it's not a do-it-yourself laundromat, like a coin laundry, you know, I used to think coin laundries were where coin collectors would take their coins.
To get them
to
laundered?
Clean them. I feel like, honestly.
I feel like you could have done the laundry in Rome.
Right. Yeah. That's what we should have done is what I'm saying. Don't have the crews do it. Do it at like and when we were in a couple of different places, we walked right past coin laundries.
Right. Or your hotel.
So they exist in Europe as well. I wasn't sure. And if they have coin laundries in Europe, but they do, Daniel, they do. Yes.
Wow.
But yeah, it worked for us. I don't know what Mark would say, but it was perfectly fine for me. And I liked having being lighter. Also, we didn't have to check bags, and I hear the bag thing is really bad between Europe and the U.S. right now.
I don't know.
People losing their bags and bags getting stranded in Europe. And
yeah, part of the allure of doing a Holland American cruise at Thanksgiving time is they leave from Fort Lauderdale. So we could just drive. Like, we don't have to deal with. So we could take as much fucking laundry, you know, luggage as we wanted to, because it's just right from the car to the cruise.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Do you think, are you guys going to try a different cruise line?
I think we will. We've discussed doing like a, you know, doing like an adult only or a.
Like, where do you want to go? Where on your next cruise, where do you want to go?
I don't know. We haven't even talked about it. I'm not sure. I wouldn't even know.
Have you been to
around the world cruise?
No. But have you been to Australia?
No. Yeah, Australia, New Zealand.
Yeah, Australia, New Zealand.
Japan would be in.
So Asia.
Because he likes Asia.
All right, I'm gonna pick those two. Let's see what we got here. So, let's see it. What kind of cruise do we want to do? A Auntie Scott 51 day cruise, or do we want to stick more towards the
51 day cruise?
Yeah,
well, we won't be able to do that until we're Auntie Scott's age.
Because oh my God,
we don't
this
have
is
that many days off work.
This is an amazing price, though. 51 day South Pacific Australia and New Zealand collector. It's on the okay. Westerdam.
Who's the company?
The Holland America.
Half price cruises.
No, listen to this. Listen to this. A 51 day cruise.
Yeah.
October through November. You're going to be going to. This is going to take me a second. You're going to be going to Honolulu. Hawaii, Nakawikilia, Kona, and then you're going to be at Samoa, and then you're, would you like Samoa? Then you're going to go to Fiji, then you're going to go to Vanuatu, then you're going to go to New Caledonia.
You know, Samoa is also an American territory.
You're going to go to New Guinea, and then you're going to go to Australia, Queensland, New Zealand. All right. Anyway, all of these things. That was not even the end of the cruise, and you end up in Australia, Sydney, Australia, November 23rd. So here's my question to you, Adam: how much do you think that cost for a 51 day South Pacific Australia and New Zealand collector cruise?
Well.
On Holland America, a 51-day cruise.
Are they luxury or that? Like, what's the?
They're the premium. They're a premium, and we're asking about a balcony room. So a balcony room for a 51-day cruise on Holland America.
Are they dual occupancy or is this a one person price?
This is per person. Per person.
Per person. Per person. Fifty-one days.
$35,000. Wow. I was shocked by this, Adam. A veranda room for a 51-day cruise, $6,249.
For 51 days?
I know! That was my thought. It's just like, yeah, that's an obscene amount of money, but at the same time, it's 51 days.
Are they towing you on a life preserver behind the ship? Like,
no,
what?
No.
This is not, they say a veranda, Daniel, but it's really just, you can see because there's no covering. You're just on a, lifeboat.
A pinnacle suite is $13,500 for 51 days per person.
Per person. Yeah. Okay. We paid about $7,000 total.
Yeah. So about $3,500
per. $3,500 per for seven nights.
Yeah. And we paid about $2,500 per for seven nights on the Alaskan cruise. on the ovation of the season. But yeah, 51. All right, so we're not going to, clearly we're not going to take the 51 day cruise. Although, great
Can
deal.
Can we work from the ship?
Yeah, great like, deal if they get Starlink or something like that. All right, so I think what would your day, if I was going to get you and Mittens on a cruise with us, it would need to be what? Like a 10 day at most, or a 7 day at most, or a...
Yeah, 7 to 10 days. I have more days off than he does. And he's like,
see, the problem is a lot of the Australian ones, because they have such larger, more generous vacation times in Europe. Theirs are mainly,
they're like 25 day.
I'm seeing a lot of 14, 12, 28, 12. I haven't even gotten to this.
12 could be negotiated probably.
Let's see. Let me see if I can filter this. Not filter it, but sort. Sort by recommended. No, I want to sort by price, low to high. Okay. These will get us our smaller. All right. So Thailand. Okay. Andaman Islands and Malaysia. That's an option.
Okay.
An 11 day.
Yeah.
There is a 14 day Australia, New Zealand.
Yeah. I feel like you and Zach wouldn't be into like Malaysia or whatever. So if we were,
oh, here's
Australia, New Zealand would probably be your cup of tea.
All right. Here's a 10 day New Zealand.
I mean, what if you could see the hot where they film The Hobbit?
Yes.
Would you be interested in that?
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
I know you don't want to go to churches and museums, no, but the
yes.
Hobbit
set, oh, yes. Like, hell yes. Okay. Yeah. And we can see Arthur. Here's the thing. It says 10-day New Zealand discovery tour that leaves from Sydney and arrives back at Sydney is December 10th through the 20th of next year, so 2023.
Oh, yeah, theirs would be in that time of year because that's when it's...
Yeah, it's summer.
Summer,
yeah.
For them.
And this... I mean, there's more dates than first. Anyway, the... let's see. 10-day New Zealand discovery. A veranda room is $18.49.
Oh, that's... That's like Royal Caribbean prices.
Well, and then you have to do your thing. So let me see. I'll continue here. And then you're going to do the thing. The,
you know. Are you sure Holland America is a step up?
Yeah. I am. So if you want.
Do they provide?
Hold on. If you go to the have it all package, which is credit online.
I thought you were saying luxury cruises. That was the whole thing about them, that you paid one price and you got everything.
It is, but they, on their website, they show the rate for the one that's not. It's like an airline, right? They're going to show you the cheapest rate online. So the actual rate is what I was trying to get at, Adam. So the actual rate, the one that comes with all the drinks, all the, you know, everything like that, the Wi-Fi, the drinks, and the, you know, all the perks, that is $23.99 a person. For a veranda.
That's still cheaper than what we paid Royal Caribbean for.
A person?
Yeah.
So that's like going to be
33,500 a person.
Oh. Yeah. $2,400.
And that's more nights.
Yeah, it's 10 nights.
We now, did seven, so keep we it, paid yeah, all right. more for our Mediterranean cruise.
Yeah, but keep in mind, Mediterranean is one of the most popular cruise destinations. And so it's like, if I were to go price this, you're not pricing out another Mediterranean cruise. They're probably more than Royal on Mediterranean.
Maybe.
Anyway, my point is, we could do that. We think Mittens would do that? It. Do you think Mittens would do a...
He would do another cruise, yeah.
Another cruise with us? Would he...
yeah, he has no problem with you.
Do you have to wear him down like every year at Christmas when we come and like impose upon you? We have to like just slowly wear him down?
Well,
like, just...
the only thing I have to wear him down on is like if we have enough days, like,
yeah,
it depends on when it is, because we have to take a trip July 4th because that's our anniversary. So if it's not, and that's usually our big trip of the year, our big expensive, like, you know, exotic, whatever it is going to be. Mm-hmm. So if it's not that time of year, you know, then it has to be negotiated that that's a second large vacation for the year, which eats up his vacation time. So that's the only thing. But he is not opposed to it. He wasn't.
See, I think Zach and I had our fifth this year, and you guys had your 10th.
We did. Yeah, we had our 10th.
So apparently, that means that we've got that a fun. So ours is in February and yours is in July. So July, if we picked a midpoint for like our 10th and your 15th, then we could all do a big anniversary trip together.
You mean your 10th and our 15th?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We could. I mean, that's 5 years from now.
Yeah. Do you think you're going to be dead then?
I don't know, but I mean, you'll be old. You have floaties your eyes already.
It's so, not floaty. It's mudes, Adam. It's mudes. Yeah. All right. You're yawning. We've lost everyone, so we're going to go to bed. So say goodnight to the chat room, Adam.
Good night, chat room.
Good night, chat room. Everyone?
What?
Oh, I said what? We lost everyone. And Auntie Scott is still there.
Oh, look, we didn't lose.
She even said my name here too.
He usually was watching Jackie Chan.
Yes. Yes, I think to myself. Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. What a
wonderful world. You thought that before.
It is Daniel. See? She said it right there.
It is Daniel.
It is Daniel.
Yeah. She sounded kind of like she smoked a few packs a day.
No, she did not.
She had kind of that rasp to her voice.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
All right. Where are we?